about the small changes I'm making to lean into my heart's desires and the space and peace and calm grounding that it has given me. I feel more confident to consider taking bigger steps to back myself, and I feel excited for what is to come.
How do you feel as you read that out? How do you feel? What feeling does that create for you?
Yeah, just peace and joy and a calmness about what's ahead, rather than just an overwhelm. I think that's that I've proven to myself I can make some little steps, and the good feeling that gives me. So therefore, I feel confident to make maybe some. We'll do more of that, and hopefully, bigger steps happen naturally. Yeah,
I love that. Yeah, beautiful. I really hear that. Awesome. Thank you. Who would love to go next? Dawn, I think you're frozen on us. Hopefully you come back, because I've lost you at the moment. Who would love to go next, Sophia or Gemma?
I can go.
We keep jumping in at the same time. All right, Sophia, off you go.
Sorry, it keeps freezing on me. I'm like, am I going?
Yeah, it could be. Look, we've got terrible weather in Sydney at the moment. That could be part of it, unfortunately. Am I looking or am I freezing?
Okay.
Hi, Bianca. Welcome.
Sorry, I'm late. Some technical problems.
That's okay. No problems. It looks like I've got Dawn and Sophia frozen at the moment. I'm not sure what's going on. Gemma, you can hear me okay?
I can, yeah.
Okay, off you go. What would you like to share?
I think mine is I'm enjoying the process. From that first call, I tend to get overwhelmed. I think that's what stopped me in the past. So just taking these baby steps. I think that's what Amanda kept saying. I love that. Like the baby steps, being with myself and being really aware of what's kind of held me back in the past, getting overwhelmed, and then the procrastination of perfection, finding things to stop myself. Whereas now I'm like, okay, inspiration and get excited. And I was focusing so much on my heart and third eye chakra. I think I said that the other day. I'm thinking, I am like all excited, but that grounding. So just very introspective and supporting myself, enjoying the journey, taking these steps one at a time.
Beautiful. I really love that theme that's coming through for both of you. The one step at a time, not getting too far ahead into the overwhelm, but if you can feel clarity and certainty even in the next step that's presenting, that creates a feeling of trust that's just going to continue, and that's how the whole process will unfold. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. All right, Sophia, I've got you back. Do you want to go?
Yes, I'm back. I'll go. So for me, I kind of, at this past, just all of February, basically, I've been, and this will make more sense once I upload my February video as well, which I just filmed. But, I've kind of, my intention has been to slow down, ground, and...
Lost her again.
Oh, no.
She'll come back. Goodness, we're having a few little technical glitches today, but that's all right. People will keep logging back on. Let's see if we can get Dawn back in. All right, Bianca, looks like it's going to be you. We were going around.
Okay.
Oh, no, hang on. Is Sophia back? All right, Sophia, you're back? Unmute. You back? All right, keep going.
Yeah. Okay. So I've been kind of slowing myself down and intentionally working on my alignment and my energy, and like this is for February, and so far like just crazy and amazing things have happened all of this month. Like every day I'm having really, really good conversations with people, and like really unexpected as well, and then just weird events just come up and like work opportunities and just all these things seem to kind of be falling into place without me having to do anything.
Nice.
And my mindset as well, like especially after the workshop we did, the masterclass, I've just become so much more aware of how I'm talking to myself, and I've been able to like shift that within a matter of days and just really acknowledge what I'm like, what's going on in my mind and how I want it to be. I just everything seems to be working out pretty well at the moment.
Love that. Love that.
Cool.
And it's even when your story starts to be that. So when your story starts to be, everything's working out. Everything's working out pretty well. Everything's falling into place. I'm feeling my alignment. From an Abraham Hicks perspective, when you start to tell a story like that, you just the alignment just continues. So beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. All right. Let's keep moving on. Dawn, are you ready to go now? Have we got you back? Unmute, Dawn. Are we?
I went from my PC to my phone, my iPhone, and now I'm outside underneath where the the internet is. Okay. You know what we have to go through. I don't know. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. So this week has been challenging. All along, I have been having incredible breakthroughs. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm not doing it like slowly, okay? I'm doing it at the speed of light, okay? That's just kind of how it's working for me. And So, I go to acupuncture every week. That's one of the things I do. And I have these emotional breakthroughs in acupuncture. And my body, while I'm laying there, tells me what needs to be helped. So I tell my acupuncturist, I'm feeling something, you know, here and there, because I don't know what it means. And she's like, oh, those are emotional points. And she's really good at this. And so she just goes, all these needles in my body. And often before she's finished, I just burst out crying, burst out. And then it subsides and goes away. I mean, just like that. And I know releasing is a big part of what's left for me to really get to my life purpose. Now, the other thing I wanted to say, if you don't mind, is that okay?
Yeah, is this part of the celebration of the positives at the moment? Okay.
So with Kylie, I told her that I would write this thing this week. But what happened with that is within 24 hours of that, I had another aha moment and realized, oh yeah, that's that book you knew you were supposed to write, but you don't want to. And so I'm like, oh, it's really wonderful to know that. But obviously I'm not going to get that to her this week.
I love that idea has come back.
Yes. And, you know, I think from knowing me for a while that sometimes that's what happens with me. It's like, I know it. And I'm afraid of it, or it's too hard, you know? So you just say, nah, there must be something else. I'm looking for something else. And, that was a huge, release also. So those are, it's been a week of releasing.
Beautiful. Thank you, Vaughn. It also sounds like releasing, but also a lot of clarity.
Really, yes.
Beautiful. Thank you. All right. Yeah. Keeps coming in and out. I'm sure she'll come back. Yank, let's go to you. We're just sharing something we're feeling really good about, something positive, something we want to celebrate with everyone. What would you like to share?
Okay. So for me, Saturday night, like for today, I met with one of my best friends, and it had been so long that we had a moment just to chat and to connect with each other, because I've been like crazy at work. So I'm so grateful for that. And about what you and Sophia said to me about slowing down, because I think I'm going to take this weekend and the next weekends ahead just to come back to me and to relax. So right now I'm very fulfilled for that.
I can see it in your face. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Beautiful. All right. Let's just see if I can get Kylie's video back. All right, Kylie, let's go with you because we want to get you.
I'm struggling with internet, sorry. So I just know that if I have my camera, I'll hear people better. So it just sort of seems to be, I don't know, it's one or the other kind of thing. It's kind of a weird week for me. I feel really emotional about everything, but I'm kind of, I guess I'm celebrating showing up, if that makes sense. Like I'm not hiding, I'm actually showing up and sharing. And yeah, I think that's a celebration for me, and it feels good.
Beautiful. Yeah, I want to honour you for showing up. And for your lives, everyone's like, wow, Kylie, you're amazing. Just jumping on live and going for it. So good. That's big showing up. So thank you for that.
Thanks.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you, everyone. So what we're going to do now is, because I asked you to think about this, I posted this in the group, is to think about what you're most needing support with, any place like you're feeling stuck, something you want to be coached on, something you want to be able to talk to me and even the group about and kind of work through and get support on. And we'll just be mindful with this. I mean, we're doing pretty well for time at the moment because I haven't quite got as many people as I thought, which is actually kind of good. It makes it a little bit easier to manage the call. But I think you're all fantastic at this anyway, but just being respectful of the time and being mindful of ensuring everyone's getting an opportunity to share and doing your best to be as sort of succinct as possible when explaining things, but sharing as much as you feel to share that will give me all the information I need, and then you and I can talk and dive into supporting you with what's coming up. And what I might do actually, as we're going through this, when people aren't talking, I'll mute everyone so that we don't get too much background noise coming through as well. So even if at the moment we might just, we might mute just so we'll reduce the background noise, I'll mute all, hopefully it doesn't mute me. Okay. And then you can just raise your hand if you feel ready to go. All right. Who would like to begin? All right, Amanda, I see you, unmute you, let's rock and roll.
Okay, hey, I write mine down because I can never remember. So I feel blocked and stuck when it comes to playing it small. So I struggle to sell myself. I like to be modest, yet I'm the first to back others. I'm not sure if this is about being worthy or just a well-worn habit to be the nice, good girl. You know, I like to focus on others. I prefer to have the focus on others, not myself, which seems a bit strange because I'm a singer. I don't mind when I'm on stage and I'm actually performing. That's fine. It's like this particular thing. But when I'm in group situations obviously with friends and close people, it's fine. But, you know, in any other situation, I'm very good at being the listener and having the focus elsewhere. So when it comes to me, I'm not great at me, you know. And I guess when it's in relation to, say, my marketing, which is why I'm sort of doing this, but obviously it's part of who I am. And I just want to get better at being more confident not having to be being self-conscious or not worthy. I'm not sure exactly. It might be a mixture of things, but, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Makes sense. Makes sense. What would it look like? So imagine you were able to overcome this sort of block of the discomfort around having the attention on you, and particularly in the marketing and selling part of this, and you were able to feel, as you were saying, more confident and better at sharing, what would that look like for you, the ideal, if you could see yourself stepping into that?
I don't know what it would look like, I guess, that's probably, I can't see it almost. Like, I'd rather somebody else just do it for me.
Someone else do it for you, or why would you rather not have to step into this space of putting the spotlight on you?
I don't know. That's weird. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know what it would look like. I mean, obviously, I guess, are you asking, like, so I would just not worry about it. I would just feel confident and good about myself anyway. So kind of.
When I'm just talking it out with you. So you wouldn't worry about it. You'd just feel confident.
Yeah. I wouldn't think too much about it, maybe.
Yeah. And if you're feeling confident, weren't worrying about it, weren't thinking too much about it, what actions would you be taking?
I guess I'd just put it out there in every way I possibly could, mm-hmm. where people could see what I'm doing, and yeah.
So I'd put it out there in any way I could and let people see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
what does that bring up when you say that?
I feel silly because that's to me is the overwhelm, I suppose, is the how, and there's new skills that I have to learn to do that in this environment for selling it, I suppose, music, and doing it, feeling like I'm doing it on my own, whereas I do need to ask for help and to get there.
Beautiful. So you're saying you can see there's new skills that need to be developed, and that, so you don't necessarily want to do it on your own. You'd like to get some support with it.
Yeah. And I'm not very good at asking for help. So yeah. Another layer to that problem.
What's the help you want to ask for?
How, I suppose, and have a support team, you know, have, it doesn't do big or anything, but just have other people on board that support that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In what way would they be supporting it? What would that look like?
Well, I guess they'd be part of the help and the new skills, and taking some of the, well, guiding me, I suppose, at least, on how to do that, the ways in which I can promote my music, I suppose. Okay. Yeah.
And when you were saying you feel like there's new skills, what is it, what do you sense they are that you need?
Probably more just to do with the technological side of things, social media side of things, because I mean, I know what's sort of out there, but I'm sort of afraid of how to use it. I don't want to do the wrong thing. I haven't enjoyed my attempts to so far do that, you know, and probably because I'm just out of my depth and I just need help with that, you know. So perhaps some courses on how to Instagram, how to blog, how to do those things, you know what I mean, which I, haven't done and I probably should do. Yeah.
If you were to, so this is all awesome, but if you were to listen in to your heart and to what you feel, and that you've created this beautiful music that you've poured yourself into, that you love, that means so much to you, and without needing to worry too much about the how, platforms and all that, but if you were just to feel into how you would feel most inspired to share this with people, what would feel most natural and effortless and just like I feel inspired to share it in this way?
How would I feel?
Yeah, how do you feel to share it? How do you feel to tell people about it?
As in the words that I would say, I don't know. It's funny. I just put it, I don't know, here's my music, and, you know, I hope it moves people, and I hope they relate to it. I want to have a conversation, or the way I listen to music and the way I hear songs and I relate to people's songs, and what it means to you in your life. I'd like to have that happen as well for other people, you know, just sharing really and making a connection. And it, you know, obviously music can take you to other places and you can learn a lot. It can mean different things to different people, certain songs and certain parts of your life. In my experience, obviously I pour that into that too. Sometimes it might be a story about someone else. There's always something of me in it though, and a lot of me in it, and the lessons I've learned and all of those sorts of things. So I want to share that and be a part of that community, you know, so.
Yeah. And when you talk about it in that way, it feels so effortless. It feels like a natural thing to share that with people, and the people want to feel it and want to receive it. And I know we can get really caught up in navigating social media and should I write a blog post and should I do that? But when it becomes more about, I feel to share this, and I'm so happy that I have so many different platforms that I can use in this, what platform do I feel the most inspired to share it on? Do I feel like I want to talk about it? Okay, let's jump on a video and talk about it. Am I feeling the words that I want to write? Okay, let's write them down, and maybe they're a blog post, maybe they're an Instagram post. But sometimes we get stuck when we disconnect from the feeling and we go into our head and we try to strategize.
Yeah.
I promise you, the feeling that gave you the music is the thing that will tell you how to share it.
Okay, yeah.
Goes wrong is we lose touch with the feeling.
Yeah, you're right.
Connect back in, and you landed on the feeling when we started talking about it.
Yeah.
That feeling, like, it will move the way it moves through you when you create the music is the same way it will move through you when you go to share it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it does. Absolutely. Yeah. And you're right, I get too caught up in the mind. And the how and everything. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. It makes perfect sense.
I still do it whenever I go to share things. So when we can come back to the heart, feel, okay, what is it I most want to share? Maybe I just want to share the message of this song, or I want people to hear this song, or I want to communicate why I wrote this song, for example. We feel that feeling, and then we know, okay, we've got all these different platforms. Which one would be the best platform for me to share this through right now? Do I Facebook, jump on an Instagram, write something, record a YouTube video, share a snippet of the song? Ask that feeling and it will guide you.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Great. Thanks, Connie. That's awesome.
And has got something to share?
I was going to say that I think even in my marketing and my professional job, I've had to change it to the reframing marketing, like you're selling yourself to. Obviously you're already really great at supporting people and nurturing for people, so if you frame it that you're selling yourself to, you are supporting people or nurturing people with this powerful like stories that you already have, because it's natural because you've always done that, rather than it feeling like this foreign thing that you're like right.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. Yep, absolutely. Thanks, Gemma. It's awesome.
Beautiful. Thank you, Amanda. You know what I love about this is everything, even though it's specific to your situation, the themes of what you shared is so relatable for everyone.
Totally, yeah.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
All right. Who feels to go next? Oh, Gemma, I saw you.
Okay, that works. I'm struggling and feeling like I live multiple lives right now. So I'm becoming, right, like I'm tapping into this inner child and this true essence of me, but I'm still living in this life that a different version of me has created. And I get all energetic, and I mean, you guys have seen my videos. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. And then there's other parts of my life that still aren't quite aligned, but they have to happen, right? I have my job that has gotten me here, and I am a mom and I'm a wife and I'm a friend and I'm a daughter. So I'm just curious how, what you would say to, how do we go through that transition in bringing this aligned true essence of me to all of those different areas?
Okay, let me ask you, because yeah, you just said it there so beautifully, bringing this aligned true version of me to all areas. So does this feel like, because it's both, but let's just see where it feels most for you, is what you're wanting to see that you have the ability to bring this authentic self that you're connecting with into all these areas? Or is it more that what you're craving is to see, say, external parts of your life shift to reflect this authentic version of you so it's easier to show up? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I think it is the external pieces I want to align to. I mean, really, I want to quit my job and I want to work on my podcast and start coaching 24/7, right? So I think it is, it's those external pieces. I'm like, okay, I still need them, but right now they're just a little foreign and they're throwing me off. Yeah, you know, staying focused is hard.
Yeah. And before we get into that, do you feel you're doing everything you can to bring this authentic version of you into, say, how you're showing up at work or how you're showing up in other areas of life?
I really, that part I do feel pretty good about, because it's, I've stopped biting my tongue when I hear someone's not doing so well in this and this. I'm kind of like less, I call it our talk, hippie talk, but I'm like, I'm not, well, maybe you should tune into your heart, but I'm like, well, sit and listen to yourself, slow down and breathe. So I've started more and more to do that, which that feels really good. That does.
And that will already start to feel better, won't it? When I think the first step is, when we don't feel safe to bring that aspect of ourselves into, say, our work or maybe our relationship, whatever the external situation is, and then we do the work to feel more accepting and embracing of that part of ourselves and then show up fully as ourselves in those situations, but then it's still very clear that that external situation we've manifested is reflective of our old self, not really who we've become. So it feels very out of alignment and it feels quite jarring, like you said.
Exactly.
If we were to not think about, oh, hang on a second. I almost know the answer to that, but what is your heart most asking of you at the moment to do with your work? Does it want to create a change? Does it want to shift something on an external practical level here?
With my work, I really, because I do facilitation and interviews already, so that it is, I do love that aspect, but it, I think now where I'm like, I do, it really, my heart is calling to make that shift. Like, I really want those pieces to be ready. I want my coaching documents to be ready. Instead, I procrastinated it before I started this to getting them done, but I want them to be ready so that I can activate them and be aligned in doing the work with this for health and wellness and to help people live more vibrant lives.
Yeah, gotcha. So, if you were to quit your job tomorrow, is everything that you feel you want to have set up, is that set up yet?
No. I mean, it's those pieces. I'm like, hey, I got the concept, but I need to.
Beautiful.
But I think it goes back to that jarring, right? It's that jarring of like, okay, and maybe it's finding the ways to stay inspired and checking with my heart daily is, but it, there's some piece of it, it just feels so, just kind of bipolar, disconnected, you know?
So I think you're at the stage, and we move through various stage and transitions, I think you're at the stage where part of you is very clear and has almost decided this job is not for me anymore. It's not in alignment. And so there's this sort of part of the process where it's almost like that decision's made. Like it's almost like, okay, I know at some point this is going to end. However, I'm in a transition. I can see that there's still some things I need to build up outside of my job to support me to be ready to leap. And when we choose to make whatever leap it is we want to make, whether we want to go full-time to part-time, whether we want to leave our job altogether, that's a really personal, unique thing to know when that is the right time. But sort of the purpose of the transition is to build out whatever we can outside of being at our job that will ensure everything, well, not everything, but as much as we can have set up is set up that when we do decide to leave, we've got what we need there. So I remember there was about a full year where I had that exact feeling where I knew this job was done. I didn't want to do it anymore. I was in a full-time job, but you know, similar to you, it paid the bills. It gave me structure. I wasn't ready to quit. I knew that. I didn't have the money. I didn't have the clients. So I spent the first 6 months coaching for free, building up experience, and everyone's process of this is different. And then the second 6 months, bringing in money and ensuring that I had, I mean, look, I only had a part-time load of clients, but I had a little bit of something there that was enough for me to leave my job and begin to build on.
Okay.
So makes sense. This is a really difficult part of the process. And I think never making yourself wrong for what you feel like, it's actually really natural to feel quite out of alignment with that. But almost, do you almost feel like it could start to become the fuel to motivate you to really show up for what you want to now build instead?
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Because I think I'm finding all this time, I'm like, where is all this time coming from? But I'm just writing and writing and writing. So I'm definitely in a whole new action-oriented, because I'm excited to do it. I really am.
And that's why our job needs to start to get uncomfortable, because we all know that thing where we're like, yeah, I'm in this job. I know it's not for me, but you know, it's kind of good. So I'm just going to stay here. But then it starts to get really uncomfortable and we go, I feel so out of alignment being here. Like I could only do this for another 6 months. And that gives us the motivation to be like, right, well, I better start getting all this stuff happening because this transition's happening.
Yeah, no, that's great. Because I think that's where I'm like, part of me feels like I'm living a lie, right? I go to work and they're like, are you going to invest in the company? And where, you know, you're doing all this BD stuff. So we have work in a year. And I'm like, I bite my tongue, of course, because I don't need them to know that. But it, that part just feels icky, right? But I think you're totally right. It's like comes back down to the theme of those baby steps. Okay, Gemma, you're not ready to take this big leap yet because you're still on the like, next is to set up those documents and set up that whatever and whatever and whatever to be able to get, to be able to do this full time. You're right. It's totally the motivation. I'm in transition.
And do you feel like you've 100% decided that you will be leaving this job at some point?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm excited. I think that's the part that's transitioned a lot in the last, since I've started this is committing to myself. Like there was like a little bit of doubt. And I think that in the past has been what has held me back. Whereas now I'm like, I am out of here. This is not for me. And I'm not going to look back in 20 years and say, why am I still working in an engineering company? So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the other just thing to mention here is from a manifestation perspective, change happens like on an energy level instantly, but change takes time to happen on a material level because it's almost like, things that are built materially in the world, they need to kind of be unraveled and then rebuilt in a new way. So it takes time for the external world to catch up and reflect back who we've become. And that's the hardest part when you know you're different, you know you're radiating a very different energy, but it's going to take time for the external world to reflect that. And we can't get thrown off by that. That's just part of the process. And continuing to hold your vision on what you want to see instead. And continuing to ask into your heart every day, okay, what's one step today? What's one step this week? What's the next thing to do? And making that wholehearted decision that you know you're going to be leaving. I remember that point that changed a lot for me too. I was like, whew, okay, I'm going to have to keep showing up here, but I know this is done and I know I'm stepping into something else.
Yeah, no, I love it. Okay, thank you.
But I completely relate to what you're saying. And it's a challenging part of the process, but I think you're in a really powerful place right now. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you so much. All right, Dawn, I think you put your hand up before. Are you good to go? Oh, hang on. I unmuted. There you go.
One of the reasons I put my hand up is I wanted to say something to Amanda. I've been in a number of social media online classes for writers. And there's one thing that they tell us, and I think it's really valid, is when you want to be your authentic self, you want people to see who you truly are, which is what I can tell she wants to do and knows how. The other thing is you're not doing this for a mass of people. You're doing it for one person. one person. So you create what's called a persona. And that persona is a person. She's, okay, it's a woman. She's 35 years old. She has two kids and she listens to this kind of music. And she has this color hair. And so I just, it's an interesting little thing that puts a different bent on it and could help. Okay. Now, as I'm also listening, go ahead.
On that, it also, it personalizes it and makes it more about the person you want to share with versus you. You know how we make it about us, we become very self-conscious when we go to share our work. And when we think about more who is the woman or the person that is craving to hear this music or is needing to hear our message, and we think about how we share it with them, and we become invisible. It's no longer about us and our stuff. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you. So in thinking about what I need help with, I mean, this week was a roller coaster ride, and I know that's my path. Okay, I'm at that point in my path where I believe I can't really avoid it. You know, it's like, it's how it's happening. So one bit of energy opens up and it becomes a snowball effect. So I'm going back and forth between revelations when I'm sitting on the bike in the morning. Revelations. I actually did my inner child work. I mean, revelations, unbelievable revelations while I'm on the bike, sitting there bawling and crying. And I'm like, oh my God, I never thought of that. Okay, it's very cool. So then either that same day or the next day, I'm so exhausted, like in the afternoon, I have to take a nap. And I'm not someone who takes naps. I've taken two naps this week that were like 2 and 2.5 hours each. Mm-hmm. So I listened to early in the week, although it took me like 3 days this week to figure out what my word is. What is my feeling? Okay. And in talking also to, I don't know, I can't remember who it was, and trying to, maybe it's Gemma, and trying to get this feeling throughout your life and all the people that you work with, whatever the feeling is, it's like, once you get used to tuning into it, it comes to me all the time. I mean, I do it all the time. I'm like, oh, there's a line in front of me. Patience is this week. Patience. Nice. And if you keep saying it to yourself, it really makes a difference. It truly makes a difference. So I don't know what I need from you other than, I really don't know. Oh, there is another question I do have. So, like, patience this week, I was writing you a letter saying, I need a one-on-one and all this stuff. And then I'm like, oh, patience, wait a minute. And I sent it to myself. And then I'm like, oh, I need to tell Kylie about how I'm going to write a book now and, you know, this kind of stuff. So I'm just wondering what's the best way to kind of keep myself from, you know, being so exuberant in this program in particular, that it's not helpful to other people that are in the same program.
Can you hear that story? When I'm exuberant, it's much, it's helpful. Can you hear that
story? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's part of the old inner child thing. Oh, my God, I just saw flashbacks.
That was your inner child right there just talking. I heard her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something about I need to dim my light because I'm going to take up too much space or whatever it is. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just like this. That's the answer's right there in what you said.
Oh, great. All right, so I'll just continue working on that inner child stuff.
You being you, Dawn. All of you. Yeah. I want all of you to be you. Even if I say to you, you know, be succinct on the call, whatever. If you feel like I've got things to say, say it. 100%. When Sophia did her really beautiful post and was like, oh, you know, I'm feeling like I want to be in here all the time. Be in there all the time. I want you all to be completely free to be who you feel to be. That is the whole purpose of this. Dawn,
okay.
You and your bright yellow t-shirt, and you be exuberant. You be you. Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Oh, that feels good. Thank you.
You're incredibly wise, and you're incredible at finding your answers within. I'm noticing that a lot with you. So it's okay if sometimes you're like, you know what, maybe I don't have something to ask because maybe I actually found that answer already by listening to myself. That's perfect.
Okay. Good.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm like goosebumpy after that. Ooh. Thank you.
Okay.
Who would like to go next? Okay, Sophia.
Yeah, so I think actually this kind of ties in well with what Dawn was just talking about and like what you were just talking about is I feel like I already know, you know, like I already know what I need, but I think verbalizing it anyway will be helpful. Mm-hmm. And so I've got two main things, but I'll start with one and like, because I'm mindful of time, but because at the moment, like, you know already that I'm studying a health coaching course and I'm halfway through that course. And I've been asking around places like doctor's offices and gyms to volunteer to get experience because I know, like, for me it's important to kind of lay foundations and understand where I'm at by working with people so I can grow from there. And I found that process of, like, even going out and asking, like, I've gone to quite a few places, all of which have, you know, not worked out. But I found the process really, like, there's a lot of resistance there. And, oh, this is making me laugh. Okay. And also, end of last year, I started working at a gym. So I started working at a university gym on reception, and like everyone there's really, really lovely and they're all really accommodating, and I've started teaching yoga classes there, and they've just asked me to teach the Academy of Sport, so students that represent the university in sports, to teach them and educate them about yoga. And I've talked like to them that I'm studying health coaching and stuff, but I never wanted to ask if I could volunteer there, because I feel like, one, I work on the desk, I teach yoga and I go to the gym, you know, like I'm there a lot, and I feel like adding health coaching, which can be quite personal and can be intense, and like seeing the people around all the time, like when I'm doing my own practice, when I'm going to the gym, when I'm just being in my own space, I felt like it would be overwhelming, and I don't know, it just felt a bit off. And then this past week, I've kind of been delving into why do I feel, like, what does this feel off? Why am I not allowing myself to have this thing that's what I want? And it's literally handed to me on a silver platter. And because I'm pretty sure that would feel, it could be quite an exciting thing for this place, you know, offering this free service. They don't have to pay me, no one has to pay anything, it's free for the members. But I'm like, I didn't want to do it. I'm like, well, why not? And I'm terrified of putting myself out there. And I was thinking of all these different scenarios that could go wrong, like, what if I'm not good, and then I have to see these people all the time, and then, you know, and I wasn't aware of it at the time, but this past week that's all been coming to the surface, and all the things stopping me from asking are fear-based. Mm-hmm. And like, since I've been feeling more aligned and more like me, I felt more open and more encouraged to actually approach the managers at the gym that I work at and to see if I can work there. And so I'm just kind of at this place where I'm like navigating, like trying to figure out what to do. You know, do I go with what is like just easy and it's handed to me, like, or do I just keep trying to force this thing that I don't want to do? Like, I've been putting off for weeks going to places. Yeah.
So before we get into it, if you already knew the answer, what's the answer to that question?
Yeah. I think I need to get over my fear, really. I mean, it's there.
This is what's really interesting around mindset work, right? When we feel an energy of fear, and that fear begins to fuel our thinking and our stories, and then we forecast into the future from that place of fear all the things that could go wrong, the what if, this could be a disaster, I could fail, right? So energy, that's where our mind goes. That's the future we begin to project. And of course, we're going to be like, well, I don't want to do that. That'll be negative and awful.
Yeah.
If we were to come into the feeling, which is the feeling that's guiding you towards this, the feeling that you just tapped into when you're like, yeah, I think the answer is yes here. And we would feel into and come into the energy of love, a space of love and encouragement and support of yourself, belief in yourself, trust that you have manifested this situation because you're ready for it. And so instead of asking the question, what could go wrong? What if, from a negative perspective, tell me what could go right and why this would actually be, why this could potentially be a fantastic thing for you and for the gym?
I love that question because it's a university, it's like a student gym. Like, we get community members, but there's a lot of students that go here. And for me, when I was, because I used to go to that university and then I dropped out, but that, for me, it was being a student where I needed, oh, I think I kind of need the most support and guidance. And because I've been there and I've been in the thick of it, I feel like it could be some of the most like productive work, you know, and kind of just reassuring people that it's okay, whatever's going on. And I feel a lot of energy about this now, but I don't have the words, if that makes sense.
Okay,
but because that's kind of where it started for me, it just feels really powerful to work with these people that are just starting there, what they want, you know, what they want to do in the world, what they want to create, and having an influence over that and having them channel into their being and going into their studies, going into the world with that awareness, I just think is amazing. You know?
That feeling for a minute. And this is making me think of what Dawn said before around actually creating almost like that, they call it almost an avatar too, like a profile of who is this woman or person. And what do you know? Because you know this person, what might they be struggling with? What might they be going through? And what do you have as a gift through this health coaching that could just be so incredibly supportive for them? And if you actually create a real profile and understanding of this person, and again, like we were talking about with Amanda, this isn't about you. This is about the incredible gift you can offer these people and what they're needing support with. And I mean, I relate to this so much from being a coach in my early days. Self-conscious, you know, made me so afraid. But when I would sit there and I would just put all my attention on that other person and just be there to listen, and I feel like I understood them and I was present with them and I cared about them, even that is a massive gift to offer someone. Not many people get to have an hour of someone else's undivided attention where that person's not trying to talk about themselves, but they're listen and hold space. And also, that, my goodness, that is one of the greatest gifts you can give someone.
Yeah. And that feels, to me, that feels really powerful. Like when I have that picture in my mind of what the kind of work I want to be doing, that's how I see it, you know. And it, again, it is that fear of like, it becomes all about me and what if I mess up? What if I do this? Which is complete, because it's not about me, you know.
Yes.
It's creating space for someone else to go into them. And when I hear people talk and when I have conversations with people about things that are going in their life, and whether it's at the gym or wherever, like, there's all this stuff that I can see unfolding within them, but I don't want to say it because like it's not the right environment, but I know that, like, I know I have the knowledge. It's just,
applying that and practicing it. And there's that, it's bridging that gap between those two things and starting. Yeah.
Do you trust this, what you feel right now?
Yeah, it's a lot of emotion, eh? But it feels really good in an unexplainable way.
Yeah, that emotion is a sign that you really care and you're really passionate and you have a lot to share and your heart's asking.
Yeah, it literally feels like I'm being dragged. Like, go.
I can try to say no, but I know that I can't.
Yeah.
You wouldn't feel this pulled to it if you weren't capable of it, I promise you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
My pleasure. Thank you for sharing. So good. Love you guys so much. All right. Bianca or Kylie, who wants to go next? All right, Kylie, rock and roll, my love. Unmute.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't know how I'm going to say all this, but I think I said in my thing the other day, and to be honest with you, my brain was so scrambled saying it all that I don't really know what I really said. But I know my weight's my biggest lesson in life, and my weight's probably going to be the thing that I'm going to teach others about, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I've put down the food in a way this week, and it's just emotion. So much emotion comes up when I do that, and it's learning how to cope with that and learning how to deal with that on a day-to-day basis and not just lose my shit and give up on everything. I don't know tools on how to deal with that, if that makes sense. And it's all fear and it's all emotion and it's all of that that comes up. And so, I don't know what to do with it, if that makes sense.
Oh, I'm getting teary hearing you because I really feel it. What's the emotion that's been coming up for you?
Do you know what? It's not even anything I put my finger on. It's just sadness. Yeah.
And so when that sadness comes up, tell me what happens. What goes on inside of you in relationship to that sadness when you notice it?
I just want to hide again. I just want to eat again. I just want to keep eating. I just want to push everything down.
What moment does it feel? What word would you describe in terms of how it feels to feel this? Is it uncomfortable? Is it overwhelming?
Yeah, overwhelming, heavy.
And where do you feel that heaviness in your body? Where are you holding all that sadness?
Chest, heart.
Well, this is where we hold, sadness and grief a lot of the time.
Yeah, that's where it is. Yeah.
What I want to share first of all is this is actually the first step of the process of working through our emotions, is the willingness, one, to face them, to not avoid them, to not numb out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To really acknowledge, begin to pay attention, put words to it, identify it. These are the starting steps of the process. And so I want to really acknowledge you because you've already started the process and you're sharing it with all of us, which is incredible. So brave, because these things can feel really big and overwhelming. All right. So we've got a very heavy, overwhelming feeling of sadness around your chest and your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get to that part of the process and you notice that, then what happens?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think I've ever gotten past that, because in the past I've always just eaten, if that makes sense. So it sort of pushes it down again. And I think that's where I think that's where the fear is. I just think I might just cry forever, if that makes sense. Like, it sort of just, it feels like that. It just feels that overwhelming.
You feel like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Not there. Part of this process is really trusting your body, because if we want to suppress something, the body will let us, and it will say, okay, you're not ready to deal with this. Let's tuck this away somewhere, and you don't have to feel it or deal with it. When the body wants to bring it up in a really intense way, it's the body saying, trust me, you're ready to feel this. Trust me. To be released. It's like a detox. When we move through emotional processes, it's our body saying, this thing, I don't want this in my body anymore. I'm ready to release it. And the space and lightness you'll feel by allowing this process to unfold, like, it will make a huge, huge difference. So part of this is trusting the body, and trusting the body is a big part of, I think for us as women, working on anything related to food in our bodies is this trust piece. Do you have any awareness? Has anything been coming to mind for you about what this sadness feels related to for you?
Not so much. And this is where I think I struggle the most, is I don't really know what it's about. I guess there's things that everybody could think about in their lives that it could be caused by or part of, but there's so many factors, I guess, in my life that I can think of that could cause sadness, but there's nothing that sticks out as being the one thing or the thing. I think it's just, I don't know. As I said, I just feel like I've never gotten to the point where I've dealt with it. I've just always just kept eating. Yeah.
I hear you. Thank you. Okay. So that's also totally okay. And it's actually perfect that we don't have a full knowledge or understanding of what this is, because that would actually even take us up into the mind and begin thinking about it. So what I'd love to give you is a practice, because I know from doing this work that you want to move slowly with this. You don't want to overwhelm yourself. And these things can be quite big processes to move through. What I would give you as a practice is, when you notice this happen, so you feel the emotion, you become aware of it, you notice the tendency to want to numb out, avoid, eat, and you don't do that, how would you feel about sitting with yourself and that emotion for a couple of minutes and just breathing into it?
It's kind of funny. I feel like I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to do that. And that's why I'm, I guess, asking this question and, part of why I'm here. But I just feel like I know I'm going to want to run to food.
Okay. So what I would encourage you to do is put a time frame around it, because you may go into overwhelm if you say, okay, you've just got to sit with this, and there's no time limit on that, and the body's like, what do you mean, like forever? I could cry forever, I could fall apart. So you could even set a timer, maybe for 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever you feel comfortable with. And the biggest thing we need to do as well is really soothe ourselves through this. So to practicing the self-soothing, like we're talking with a very tender, fragile part of ourselves. And so the way I would do this is like, okay, Connie, I can feel all this sadness. I feel it's with you. And I know every part of you right now wants to get up and you want to avoid this. You want to get on your phone. You want to eat some food. But what I'm going to help you do is, we're going to sit with this for a minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. You're talking yourself through this. We're going to sit with this for 3 minutes, and that's all you have to do right now. We're going to sit here on the couch. We're going to put our hands on it, and we're just going to practice breathing into it. And all we're going to do is be present with this sadness. We're just going to let it be here with us. No judgment, no story. Maybe it's even 30 seconds, okay, if 3 minutes feels like too much. And all I'm going to ask of you, honey, is you just sit here for that length of time and just breathe. And as soon as it's finished, you can get up and you can go do something else. We're actually helping reassure ourselves through it so we don't go into a panic and overwhelm, giving it a structure. And then starting with that. And you might do a minute and you might be like, okay, I can go a little bit longer. This isn't too bad. And you might stay with it for as long as you can, but sometimes just the container around it makes it feel more safe. And so that's, you know, I want to reassure you, I was absolutely someone who did not know how to feel their emotions. I promise you with every shadow of a doubt. You know, I don't share much about this, but in my 20s, I had bulimia. I self-harmed. I would cut myself. I had a whole heap of horrible things going on because I didn't know how to feel my emotions. Mm-hmm. I had years of pain stored in my body. And this, so we'll start really slow, but that's what I would give you as a starting point. If you can then, and the next thing from that is bringing your awareness into the actual feeling in your body. So sometimes we might notice, you know, what color is it? Is it black? Is it red? Is it blue? How big is it? Does it take up, you know, my full shoulders? Is it out here or is it just small? And actually just starting to understand the energy and bring, connect with it more. Might be. Mm-hmm. And then as you're breathing into it, if any memories come up, I would make note of them in a journal. And if any emotion starts to rise, give yourself permission to let that be released.
Mm-hmm.
How is that feeling to you?
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, it does. I could even feel as you were saying it, it kind of lightened off me a little bit. If does that make sense? Yeah.
It's good. Listen. It gets so much lighter. It's the resistance that makes it heavy.
Yeah. And I've been resisting for 20 years.
Yeah. And when you said, you started off with my weight is one of my biggest lessons in life. And this is what mm-hmm. I help other people with. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're about to go through the most profound process of healing, Kylie, that is going to be incredible for then what you want to share with other people.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. I really want to honor your courage and your authenticity and vulnerability in sharing that with us. And we're all here to support you through that journey.
Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful. I really feel that. Beautiful. So good. All right, Bianca, are you ready to go?
Okay. First, Kylie, thank you for sharing too, because I was feeling the sadness too. Because I've had also problems with food, and I could relate a lot. So it helped me what you said also, Connie. Okay, so on one hand, it's like with Sophia and Dom, it's like, I know I already have the answers. And on the other hand, I have all of these many answers that I want to ask. But I'm going to go with speaking English, because it's something that I have always loved. And I have always pictured myself living in, because my dreams as I was a little girl was to be an actress in Hollywood and to live in LA and New York. So for me, English is like, I don't know if it's so right. But when I'm speaking, I get self-conscious and I don't feel like my authentic self. I feel like people is judging me, or that it's like a test of my intelligence. And sometimes because I have American friends here in Granada, and they're amazing. Some of them are my best friends, and I know that they're not going to judge me, but I have that inside of me that, like, I cannot speak English. We are always speaking in Spanish. Mm-hmm. So I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. So what do you feel like you want support with around that?
I just need the confidence.
Confidence. Mm. And what would that confidence give you if you had that?
I think if I feel confident, I trust my power and trust my words, and I just calm myself, so I get access to all the English that is in my head. Mm. And also to speak with my real voice and accent. Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as you said that, I really felt that you're wanting to trust yourself. You're wanting to trust your power. You're wanting to then just get into the flow so you can access all that energy flowing through you, rather than sort of getting caught in your head and analyzing it. about it. Yeah. And this happens in so many different ways. Pretty much any of us that feel like we have something to share, a real heart-driven message, the biggest thing that will get in our way is this. Whether we have a story that I'm not as articulate enough in speaking English, or I'm going to say something wrong, or I don't know what I'm talking about, and whatever it is, we all have a story. And what I've noticed often happens is, you know, our truth of what we want to share, I mean, it can come from two places. I often feel it really comes down from the belly, rises up through the heart, and should just be able to come out the throat. That's when I really feel like I'm in the flow. It's like that. Or I feel like it's just coming straight down through my crown chakra. Boom. Out. Okay. Then the other only thing that happens that trips us up is our the energy flows through us and either gets here or it comes down and then it clamps in here and circulates. Mm. So almost what you're craving, like this isn't even as much about the English speaking aspect of it. What you're craving is the freedom and the feeling of your messages moving through you freely. But at the moment, there's just a story that it's about, you know, how articulate you are, how well spoken you are speaking English. But I actually think, what if it wasn't just about that? What if there was another fear? Like, what do you, hang on, I'm picking up on something. What other fears do you hold around just sharing your message and using your voice?
That I'm going to be judged, or that I should be there already. Like, you've been speaking English for so many years, you should know already. And also comparison, like with other people who speak English, it's like comparing myself.
Comparing yourself. What's the biggest fear of judgment? What are you concerned people are going to judge about you?
Good question. I don't know.
Just imagine you're speaking to a group of people. What are you thinking they might be judging you for or thinking about you?
Maybe. Maybe I'm the one who is judging myself because it's me who has the expectations.
In what way can you see that you're judging yourself?
Because I'm not patient with myself if I'm not speaking as well as I know that I can speak, or using all the vocabulary that I know, or if I get nervous and I messed up and I just speak like a 1 year old.
Wow, that's a big judgment. Oh, you get nervous and you're going to speak like a 1 year old. That's a really, that's a hard voice. That's a critical voice. What are you most needing from yourself to feel more comfortable and confident in sharing and speaking?
I don't know, for me always the words is confidence or trust who I am. But it's just a biggie for me, like to trust myself, to be authentic with people, to not feel intimidated by this person or the other. So it's something I'm working on, like confidence and embody who I am.
Yeah. 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 And that when it comes to speaking and sharing, that authenticity piece is so beautiful because it's just about being real. And yeah, if you make a mistake, if you make a stumble, I mean, we all do that. It's just part of it. It's part of the realness. And the biggest thing I've found when it comes to expressing, whether we're writing, I'm sure with music, whether we're talking on video, what impacts people the most is not the words. It's the energy. It's the space it comes from. That's what moves people. You know, you can read writing or hear music that's like perfect, but you may not feel anything. But you can read something or see someone on video or hear a piece of music that's maybe raw and rough and not perfect, but you can feel the heart and the emotion and the passion in it. And that's what moves you. So I think when you were landing on that piece around self-judgment, I think that is absolutely a massive part of it. This work around this patience with yourself, this acceptance of yourself and where you're at right now, this gentle encouragement of yourself rather than criticizing yourself every time you make a mistake, the willingness to be raw and real and human and authentic, not needing to be perfect, and then this just trusting what you feel to share and not even needing it. You know, half the time when I'm talking, I'm like, am I even making sense? All I'm doing is words to what I'm feeling, you know? And sometimes it's rambly because I'm also just trying to speak from the feeling rather than trying to say something perfect.
Okay.
And that's what will connect you with your audience.
Okay.
Is that making sense?
Yeah. Thank you, Connie.
Mm-hmm. What's one way you want to be more loving and supportive of yourself in this area?
Now, what do you mean?
So if we know that at the moment there's quite a bit of self-talk that is judgmental or critical or holding you back and stopping you feeling free to express yourself, you're instead to practice being really loving, really supportive, really encouraging of yourself. Speaking to yourself in ways that make you feel confident, that make you feel more free to express yourself. What's one way you could love and support yourself a bit more in this area?
I don't know. I don't feel anything right now. But I guess to know that that is coming from the mind. So Chris Evans always says like when he started listening to all of the noise of his mind, he just says, so maybe just say, okay, this is not, I don't know, maybe it is real, maybe it is not that I speak better than other times, but to be patient with myself.
Yeah. Yeah, to be patient with it. I think that's a really beautiful part of it. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Connie.
All right, so I'm going to see if it's been watched. But let's wrap on up with, I want to hear one word to describe how you are feeling right now at the end of this call. Amanda.
I feel connected to everyone. It's been beautiful listening to everybody. I think everybody had some. That's not one word. I know. Sorry, Connie. I just feel really connected. I got something from everybody. It was amazing. Amazing. I feel amazing.
Beautiful. Thank you. Gemma.
Loving. I just want to give you all a big hug because I resonate with everything. Love it all. Love you guys.
Thank you. Kylie. Let's unmute you.
Ooh, I've got you. I feel... Can you feel lighter? Like I feel, it's or lightness.
Beautiful. Thank you. What's your one? What's your word?
Who? Sorry, me. I'm going to say my word because I'm getting confused. My word is honesty. I've seen it in a number of other people, and it's my number one value. So, yeah, that's what it is for me.
Beautiful. Thank you. And Bianca, how are you feeling?
Oh, this feels like right and like a dream come true.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I love the feeling of alignment. Thank you. All right, Sophia, we are asking, how are you feeling? What's the name to describe how you're feeling as we wrap up?
The word that came to me was peace. So yeah, I just to like elaborate a bit on that, it's just like I feel a sense of ease, like after hearing everyone talk, and it just feels so perfect. I can't explain it. Just everything's at peace.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being here. Thank you for holding space for everyone else so beautifully. Thank you for listening and for your beautiful insights that you shared with each other. Thank you for your honesty, your realness, your vulnerability. You have literally cracked my heart wide open. I've loved it. And yeah, just really want to honor you all for being here. And I can't wait to see you in our next call. So if you haven't done a February video yet, come in and share that. Mm. And we'll be getting on another masterclass in a week. So I will see you all then as well.
Okay.
Lots of love. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Tika.
Bye.